In February 2025, we published a response to President Trump's executive order titled, Christians Must Rethink IVF, The Ethical and Biblical Concerns. That article called Christians to look beyond the promises of access and affordability and instead examine the IVF ethical concerns through the lens of God's Word, not cultural pressure or convenience. In this follow-up, we examine the IVF ethical concerns raised by Virgil Walker of G3 Ministries. Virgil Walker of G3 Ministries powerfully affirms this biblical foundation in his latest video and article, Challenging the Ethical Complexities of In Vitro Fertilization, IVF. As the Vice President of Ministry Relations at G3 and co-host of the Just Thinking podcast, Walker approaches the topic with pastoral wisdom, theological clarity, and a deep concern for the sanctity of human life. Roughly half of all created embryos do not result in a live birth, highlighting the ethical dilemma of what happens to the unused embryos. Virgil Walker. Walker's article challenges the silence within Christian and pro-life communities when it comes to IVF. While we speak rightly and boldly against abortion, he observes, many remain quiet about IVF, despite its direct link to embryo destruction, genetic selection, and commodification of life. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. He reminds us that, life begins at conception, every embryo is a human made in God's image. IVF often results in excess embryos, many of which are discarded, frozen indefinitely, or donated for research. Couples are rarely given full informed consent about the fate of unselected embryos. IVF is increasingly used by single individuals and same-sex couples, deviating further from God's design for the family. Christians must carefully discern and seek godly wisdom on such intricate issues. Virgil Walker, reframing the IVF ethical concerns for Christians. In our original article, we at the Virginia Christian Alliance raised grave ethical and theological concerns with IVF, especially its commodification of life and detachment from God's design. Virgil Walker goes further, calling for Christians to completely reject the use of IVF based on the sanctity of life from conception and the sovereignty of God over reproduction. This strong stance challenges us to examine not only IVF's outcomes but also the entire structure and intent behind the procedure. IVF also comes with medical risks. While the ethical issues are paramount, Virgil also references the physical toll IVF can take on women and babies. Hormonal side effects, e.g., ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, higher risk of preterm birth, increased likelihood of low birth weight, greater financial burden from repeated cycles, emotional trauma related to unused or discarded embryos. These are not minor risks, they are further reminders that even the medical side of IVF carries significant costs. What this means for the church. Walker's call is clear. We must speak up. The church can no longer avoid this conversation because it's painful or controversial. IVF presents profound ethical questions about whether our reproductive desires should override God's design and sovereignty. As we reflect on IVF ethical concerns, we are grateful for voices like Virgil Walker, who bring compassion, conviction, and clarity to issues where silence has prevailed for too long. Watch the full video, Virgil Walker on IVF, YouTube. Read the full article, Challenging the Ethical Complexities of IVF, G3 Ministries, link. Related. Christians Must Rethink IVF, The Ethical and Biblical Concerns, VCA Response.